Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg is coming out with a new form of money.
Yes.
It's called Libra. They want you to use it everywhere. They want you to use it at the store. They want you to use it online.
Lock the door. It's Rob Sussman on Delaware 105.9.
What do you think of Zuckerberg's new money? What do you think of this? Are you going to use this stuff? 302-839-1059, talk or text on the Delmarva Allstate agent Paul Sarnak talk or text line. I'm going to read you a little bit of this statement here, okay? Today, Facebook is coming together with 27 organizations around the world to start the nonprofit Libra Association and create a new currency called Libra. Libra's mission is to create a simple global finance infrastructure that empowers billions of people across the world. It's powered by blockchain technology, and the plan is to launch it next year. He wants you to be able to send mobile money to any smartphone in the world. That is the idea behind Libra, Zuckerberg's new cryptocurrency. 839-1059, talk or text. You're telling me that the dude who has monopolized free speech and made it so that really it cannot be substantially done in America today, the guy who runs a company that as we speak is banning people for posting the Declaration of Independence, is making his own money. And not just that, it's not even going to be something that I think is going to bomb completely. I don't think so. No, it's going to be endorsed by MasterCard, PayPal, PayU, Stripe. You know that thing that all those people have, those little blocks that they attach to their smartphones that you're paying on these days, Stripe? Yeah, that's going to have Libra functionality. Visa, eBay, Lyft, Spotify, Uber. It's all going to be Libra. They want you to turn your dollars into Libras. I want to know if you're going to do so at 302-839-1059, talk or text. Marion Dagsborough says, I would never use anything Zuckerberg has. He is not to be trusted. Well, I really wonder why this guy is thinking, I mean, this is one of the worst globalists ever. You know, a lot of people use that term. A lot of people are like, oh, the globalists. This guy's a globalist, though. I mean, he just is. That's like one of his things. He wants to create this open global order that is in the control of the Silicon Valley elite. That this is what he wants. We know that this is what he wants. We know this is what he wants because he says that this is what he wants. And then you have that same guy who already controls your speech, who already gets to tell you what you get to see and what you don't get to see. You now have that guy saying, hey, put your money into my new currency. It'll be fine. It'll be fun. You're going to be able to use it all over the place. It's going to be so much easier than normal cash. Just use Libra. You won't have to worry about going to the bank. Just use Libra. It's going to be fine. That's what Mark Zuckerberg says. 302-839-1059, talk or text. I want to know if you buy into it. Are you buying this thing? Are you into this thing? That's what I want to know from you. Because somebody has to use it when it comes out. Somebody has to understand, has to look at the Libra concept and think to themselves, this is something that I want. I can tell you that that's not going to be me. Leslie and Lewis says, Rob, it cracks me up how you say Zuckerberg's name. You say it like how Jerry Seinfeld says, hello, Newman, like you loathe saying it. That's because, Leslie, I do hate saying it. If I could never speak about Mark Zuckerberg again in my entire life, I would love to do so. But the fact of the matter is, this dude right here has more sway over your and my daily lives than any other human being living. And I'm serious about that. I'm serious about that. Yes, more than Trump. Mark Zuckerberg is probably the most powerful man in the United States, if not the world. I'm serious about that. Think about it. He has the thumb on the world's largest communication network between Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp. He has his thumb on all of those, and he is actively exerting his power. Actively exerting his own personal thoughts, his own personal opinions, his own personal values on millions of people worldwide. Oh, just stop using it. Just stop using it. You can't. Because everyone's there already. Everyone's there. All eyes are on it. And if you want eyes, and everybody in every marketing firm in the entire world, the only way that ideas spread is if it gets in front of eyes, if it gets in front of ears. That's the only way ideas get spread. And he's making sure that he has all the eyes and all the ears. And the only way to get even a chunk is to try to beat him at his own game. It can't be done. So yeah, I do loathe saying Zuckerberg. And I'm always going to loathe saying this guy's name. Because this dude is horrible. Honestly, he is. And we're in a lot of trouble if this thing takes off. That's I legitimately believe that we're in trouble if something like Libra takes off. If this guy manages to get in control of the financial system, picture this. Okay, you share a link to InfoWars, to Alec Jones's website, okay? Or you say something on Facebook about how, you know, maybe the African migrants, no African migrants, not Latin American migrants, the African migrants that are at the border right now complaining about the conditions at the border, that maybe they should go back to Cameroon instead. If you go and say something like that, imagine, if you will, getting the access to your money taken away. Because all of a sudden he has his thumb on that too. I really think that that's honestly what they want. Leslie and Lewis continues, I wouldn't trust this Libra for anything because Bitcoin was a bust and this reeks of doom as well. Just because it's Zuckerberg, though, it's going to suck in a lot of the younger groups into thinking it can't fail. No thanks, says Leslie from Lewis. Well, no, you know, do you know how many scams happened in the wake of the cryptocurrency thing? A lot of people don't even notice this because it happened in a world and with people who they didn't know and were talking about things that they didn't understand. And I'll be real, I was one of them. I didn't understand any of this stuff, but I ended up looking into it. There were so many scams where people would come out with a new form of money, a new cryptocurrency, a new coin, get all this money from all these investors, and then they'd just haul ass. They would just leave. They'd take the money, and then they would just provide no product whatsoever. This happened like not just once, not just twice. They might have come out with a coin, had everybody buy this coin, and then said, bye. We're not going to do anything with the coin. There's not going to be any sort of payment support. See ya. That's legitimately something that they did. They were called exit scams at the time. And there were some really, really bad ones. People lost a lot of money. Didn't get a lot of coverage in the news, but it's something that happened. And now Zuckerberg's jumping in on the whole trend. Francis says, tell him to take his money and wipe his butt. I'll pass it on. I'll pass it on, Francis. Hey, when we come back, we're going to have Roman in. Apparently, millennial dads are useless. That's what the numbers are saying, I guess. We're going to talk about it here coming up.